Good evening, everyone. It's really cold outside, huh? I told people that it's really too cold for Asian. Yeah, so driving in Denver and Littleton during Christmas and after Christmas and even on the New Year Day is really so awesome. Like no one was on the road, and then I had a really good chance to drive my car around and then seeing people, and then it's so beautiful. And then the whole city would look like an empty city, and I was so happy because it's less crowded. And then when I drove from here to visit a family, right at the stop sign, right there. So I stopped, and then I rolled out the window. I rolled out the window before, and then we stopped, and then the car right on my left, they rolled out the window as well. Like we both stopped at the stop light, and then I was sneezing, and then I heard the car right there, and then they said, "Bless you." And then I just looked back immediately, and I said, and then they recognized me, and then, "Hey, Father Anthony, hey." Yeah, and then, so they told all the kids behind, "Hey, Father Anthony, over there, hey, roll out the window," and then the whole family is right there. And I blessed them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then I blessed the whole car with the whole family. But it's so beautiful that I can see all the my parishioners out there, randomly at the stoplight. Back to the homily today. Before the homily, I have a PhD question for you all, okay? So the question, when is the first day of Light of the World? So at Light of the World, every church, they have the feast day. So when is the feast day of Light of the World? Yeah, today. Epiphany, okay? So Epiphany is the feast day for Light of the World, a parish, okay, our parish, okay? That is a PhD question for you. So you need to know, today is the feast day of our parish. So Epiphany is the feast day for Light of the World, a parish. So today is a story about the Magi, about three kings, or about three wise men, three only, okay? Three only. With that, I reflect 2 points from my homily today, and I invite you all to learn with me 2 points from my homily today. First, seeing. Second, worshiping. The first one, seeing. The story begins with a star. The Magi, they are from the east, And then they saw the star, and then they set out, they followed the star, and then they came to see Jesus. But brother and sister, I think, of course, they saw the star on the sky. But before that, they learned about the sky. They studied about the sky. They learn about them, they study about them, and then whenever they see them, they recognized immediately. And then they follow the star. They spent years learning, praying, studying about the stars, about the skies, and then they see it, they saw it, and then they follow. Brother and sister, seeing. Lesson for you and for me. Sometimes we have a tendency to say this one, "God, give me the star so that I can follow you. God, give me a miracle so that I can believe in you. If you don't give me a star or a miracle, I will not believe in you." However, the lesson today for you and for me is the Magi. They did not ask about that, but they knew, they study, they pray beforehand, and then they see the star and they follow. The star is the result of their prayer lives. Same with us. If you want to see a miracle, if you want to see a star, we need to pray. We need to have faith beforehand. A lot of people ask me that they don't see a miracle anymore. And brother and sister, I guarantee for you that the miracle is still happening. As a priest, I think that the miracle is still happening, and it happens a lot. But how we don't see, why we don't see that anymore? Why don't we see the stars, the miracles anymore? Because we don't have faith enough. We are asking all the time, give me something so that I can believe in you. But God, he worked differently. No, you need to have faith so that I can give you a miracle. You need to pray before I give you something. And then we ask the different way. God, do that for me. Okay? God, if you don't do that for me, I will not believe in you. You told me that you are powerful, you are merciful. Prove it, God, so that I can believe in you, so that I can be a Catholic. Well, being Catholic is different. We need to have faith first so that God can work on that for you. Brother and sister, seeing, praying. Brother and sister, we need to have faith beforehand. Like the Magi today, they spend years studying, praying about the star. And then when they see the star, they saw the star, they follow. The next point from my homily today, worshiping. The story continues with the Magi. They came to see Jesus. They came to see the king. They offered to Jesus frankincense, gold, and myrrh, which is gold will be the kingship, frankincense will be the priesthood, and the last one, I really want to focus on the last one, the myrrh. It means people at that time, they used myrrh to do what? Yeah, to bury. Can you imagine someone offered that for your son? If you are Mary and Joseph, if you are mom and dad, and someone offers something weirder for your son, you offer a burial moment for my son. My son just was born a couple of days ago, a couple of moments ago, and you offer that for my son? You know what I mean? You know what, in the eyes of Our Lady, she will what is going on? Why did this strange man just offer something weird for my son? Brother and sister, the lesson for you and for me, worshiping, whenever we worship God, be like the Magi. We offer something to Jesus himself. Of course, you can ask me, Father Anthony, what should I offer when I come to the church? Brother and sister, maybe I invite you all to offer something practically for your family, for someone you love. You can offer whatever you want. You are here every week, every day to worship God. Please offer something with you. Don't go to the church by bare hands. Don't go to the church without anything. No, you need to have something in your mind to offer that to God. Like the Magi today, they offer gold, frankincense, and then myrrh. That is a lesson for you and for me. We need to offer something. God, I will offer my families. God, I will offer that my husband he has cancer. God, I will offer my wife to you. God, I will offer my children to you. Help them, be with them, protect them. God, I will offer my mom and my dad. You offer people to God like a Magi so that God will help you. Brother and sister, offer that up. Worshiping, offering. We need to be offered something to God. You are here every week. That's perfect. Thank you for being here with God. But don't forget to offer your family, your relatives, your children, your mom, your dad. offer those people to God so that God can help them. Worshiping. Herod, the king, he doesn't worship Jesus at all. Herod, he's a king. Why he cannot worship God? I think Herod, he worshiped himself. Lesson for you and for me. Sometimes we have a temptation that we don't need God in our lives anymore. God, why you work so slow? Like, give me something really quick. I need that right now. God, give me that miracle. God did that for me immediately so that I can believe in you. And then God, he said, no, because you need to trust me first. Sometimes in our lives, we have a temptation that, God, I don't need you. God, I'm worshiping myself. I don't need you. Brother and sister, don't be like Herod the king. He worshiping himself so that he couldn't recognize Jesus. We all need God. We all do. We all need Jesus Christ. When I became a priest last year, at my ordination, I make a promise to God. God, help me so that I can help people to go to heaven with you. Brother and sister, I make a promise to God that, God, wherever I go, whenever I do, help me to help my parishioners to go to heaven with you. Brother and sister, I took that seriously. I want you to be in heaven because for me, heaven is so real. Fix your eye on God. Fix your eye on heaven. Those elements, those eternal lives, those are like, it's so real for me. I'm begging you to believe in that. Eternal life. Don't live your life without heaven. Don't live your life without eternal life. Because what happened when you die, I have been doing anointing at the six again, and then whenever I see someone who's actively dying, I always ask the same question. God, help me to believe in you. Because I don't know, like, in front of me right now, the person, he or she will die in the moment. And then what happened to them? God, help me to believe in you. Because without you, I don't know where should I go. I don't know, without you, I don't know where should I continue my life. Help me to believe in you. Whenever I see someone who's dying, I always asking God to help me, to help my faith. Brother and sister, invite you all to believe in God again. Invite you all to see God. Invite you all like a magi, coming to see Jesus himself and worship him. Don't worship yourself. We all need God for our lives. That's all I have today for you all. Happy feast day of Epiphany, and stay warm out there. Okay? It's really cold outside. Hopefully you all stay warm. And remember, we also have the festival, which is, I make an announcement after Mass, but festival tomorrow. So maybe mark in your calendar and tomorrow. So be here with us and hang out with us tomorrow. Okay? That's all I have. You have a good night.